are live on Facebook. Hello, friends. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs here for our weekly episode of Margaritas with Margarita, our podcast at happy hour Friday evenings, 5 p.m., where Margarita Chang, CFP Pro, shares a little bit of her financial savviness with us with the goal of helping women especially flex their financial muscles. So we're having Margaritas with Margarita tonight. We're talking about risk tolerance, an issue that it's up for so many people. So Rita, start talking about diversification, investment portfolio, and risk.
Well, thanks so much for tuning in with us, everyone. And I think that most people are well-intentioned. They know that they need to invest in their future. There's no doubt in their mind. They got to invest for college, retirement, you name it. But sometimes I think it's important to take a step back and strengthen the foundation. And we're here to talk about risk tolerance, risk capacity, and risk alignment. So first, we all know some tried and true principles with investing, diversification. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. You want to have stocks. You want to have bonds. It's important to have some cash. And then even with stocks, do you want growth stocks, value stocks, international stocks, domestic stocks? You get the picture. And then bonds, there's government bonds, there's corporate bonds, and so forth. So typically, the greater this allocation of stocks to your portfolio, the more risk, the greater the risk. And one would say, well, the greater return. I'm a certified financial planner. We're supposed to say the greater the possibility for return, because it doesn't necessarily mean more risk means more return or more reward. And then the more bonds or fixed income you have in your portfolio, the lower the risk or the lower the volatility. And one very could well say lower returns. But it's really important to have this conversation because with any type of investment, there is risk. And so here's what I mean. People will say, well, Margarita, I get all that, but I'm just going to keep my money in cash. Believe it or not, there is risk with cash. Now, we all need cash to pay our bills, right? You can't pump gas in your car with Bitcoin, right? And I know that you could use credit, but for purposes of this conversation, you need cash for everyday expenses. But there's risk because cash may not grow at a rate as fast as inflation. So $100 today is not going to buy what it buys today 10 years from now. So even cash has risk. Stocks have risk because there's market volatility or market risk, but you still want to have stocks for long-term appreciation. And of course, we need bonds and fixed income because they can help level out volatility. So each investment does have a certain reward and a certain level of risk.
That makes perfect sense. Absolutely. So talk about the difference between risk tolerance and risk capacity.
Sure. So risk tolerance is basically the amount of risk that you think you can tolerate. It's very subjective. And here's what I mean by that. I know some millennial clients who say, I can't tolerate the stock market. It is so stressful. This is actually true. Some millennials believe that Bitcoin is safer than the stock market. And understandably so, because from their perspective, maybe some of them graduated from college between 2007, 2009. It was difficult to find a job. Their parents may have lost a job. Their parents lost a lot of money in the stock market. And last but not least, saw the equity in their homes evaporate. So from their perspective, they will say, I cannot tolerate risk. Now, that's subjective. They may be right about their risk tolerance, that they can't tolerate it. They wouldn't be able to sleep well at night. But for purposes of retirement, they do have high risk capacity. Risk capacity is more objective. So it's based not just on feelings, but someone's time frame, someone's goals, and their specific investments. So just remember this, that risk tolerance is very subjective. It's your opinion and your you know, it's true that the investor needs to know him, her, or themselves. Risk capacity is more objective based on, you know, your tax situation, your time frame, and your specific goals.
And what is risk alignment?
So risk alignment is when your risk capacity and tolerance are in alignment. So I just shared an example of someone who says, you know what, I have low risk tolerance, but yet you know that they do need to save or invest in the stock market to be able to build wealth. In that case that I just shared, they have risk misalignment. But when you because the risk capacity does not align with the risk tolerance. But I'm going to share an example of when they're in alignment. So I have a client that worked for Arlington County. He has a pension. So he has enough sustainable, predictable income to cover his expenses. He's in great health. Now, I understand that could change, but what I mean is he is able to work part-time in retirement and he will wait till full retirement age, which is 67 for him. So what that means is that's only 2 years away. He will have another source of sustainable, predictable income in retirement. He has low risk tolerance, but he also has low risk capacity. And so for this client, if he tells me he only wants to be 20% stocks, that's all the risk he needs to take on because he really doesn't need his portfolio to grow. He is perfectly content with just maintaining.
And that's really great to know. So give us an example of someone who is really like risk tolerant. They are just going for it. What does their portfolio look like?
Okay, so I love this example. This is an example where someone has high risk tolerance, but I'm thinking, they have low risk capacity. And you may say, Rita, who are you to determine that for a client? So this is actually really interesting. A client can have high risk tolerance, but have low risk capacity. What do you mean? College, right? One of my clients told me this, like, you know what? I really want to retire when I'm 62, but if you tell me, Rita, you know, it doesn't look that good and I have to wait till 65, I'm okay with that because 62 would be nice. But I'm telling you, when my kid graduates from high school, I do not want to find myself in a position where I have to say to my son or daughter, sorry, honey, mommy and dad lost 37% of the stock market. You're not going to college. That is an example where, and I have experiences where I've told clients, hey, your child is a, you know, sophomore, junior in high school. You know, and it's not necessarily 529 plan money because 529 plan money will shift if you have an age-based portfolio, but it could be maybe a parent that has purchased stocks and maybe they're afraid to sell them because they don't want to pay taxes. So they'll just continue to ride it out and they'll get really excited because they've seen their stock earn money and then they want to add more to the position. That is an example when someone has high risk tolerance, but low risk capacity.
So what's the best balance in your experience?
So I think it's important to have these conversations with clients. I know that it's their money. I'm the guide. When I talk about risk, you know, people actually find this to be very enlightening because sometimes, you know, clients, it's okay. People are going to ask this and they laugh. They're like, I know you don't know, but what do you think the market is going to do? And I smile. I'm like, I don't know. And if I said I knew, like I'd be lying and like, we know. And I was like, but here's a better question. Based on certain market conditions, how do you think my portfolio is going to behave? And while history, past performance does not guarantee future results, we can see that based on the volatility of a portfolio, say if the market is down a certain percent, how their portfolio would perform. And that is a better conversation. And that's how we can have meaningful discussions with clients. You know, I believe in financial planning first. I actually do not accept anybody's portfolio unless we do planning. And the reason why is disappointment occurs when expectations don't meet outcomes. So doing planning and talking about risk, sure, it takes more time for me and it's more time for the client, but we definitely end up with better results because clients feel more comfortable and confident. And sometimes it's a situation where clients can actually reduce the risk in their portfolio and sleep better at night.
I love it. And so that's the bottom line, isn't it? So what is your last tip for the day about risk tolerance, risk capacity, and alignment?
So sure. So I think this is really important. It is okay if you are in a marriage or partnership and your spouse or partner has different risk tolerance. I just want to say that it's perfectly normal and it's good to engage in these conversations. The other thing that I wanted to say is it's perfectly normal for somebody to have a different risk capacity for a different goal. So my daughter's a sophomore in high school. That money needs to be pretty, we can't have it fluctuate because she's going to be going to college in 2 years. So for that goal, I have a low risk tolerance, but for retirement, that's a little bit further away, not too far away, but further away than college. So for that, I have a higher risk capacity.
That's fantastic. And all of this information is available on your website and in detail for this article that you've written on margaritachang.com. And Rita, 15 minutes on Friday night is always so much fun. But next week, we're going to start changing things up. We're going to start having some guests come on. And our guest for April 16th is Matt Gardner. Tell us a little bit about him.
Okay, so I am so excited. Matt Gardner is not only my friend, but he is a fellow alum from University of Maryland. So he's a TERP. He is an author, a speaker, and an entrepreneur. But what I am so excited about is he is going to be talking about his passion for financial literacy.
Excellent. So we're going to have guests coming on every Friday night for another 15 minutes. These may go a little bit longer, these interviews. But for tonight, we thank you so much, Rita, for your time and for this great advice about risk tolerance, risk capacity, risk alignment, and the bottom line that, you know, sometimes you and your spouse may have different risk abilities. And so it's important, of course, to consult with a financial planner like yourself. So more information on margaritachang.com and margaritachang.tv, which is her YouTube channel with all of the episodes of this wonderful show, Margaritas with Margarita. So thank you. Cheers to you. Cheers to all of you. We will see you next Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern for Happy Hour.